Good afternoon. Thank you for joining of today's media call. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your phone, unmute your phone, and record your name when prompted. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the call over to Michael Short of the National Association of Manufacturers. Michael, you may begin.
All right. Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for joining the call today. Obviously, we will likely have a budget vote later this week in the United States Senate, and that budget resolution vote is a critical step for tax reform. And to discuss that, I've got National Association of Manufacturers President and CEO Jay Timmons, as well as Glenn Hamer from the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He's the president and CEO there. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jay.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. As Michael said, the Senate, of course, is voting on the budget resolution this week, and that's a very consequential vote for manufacturers. Obviously, it paves the way for a final vote on comprehensive tax reform, and we're looking forward to a positive vote this week. There's really no escaping the fact that the vote on this budget is essentially a vote on tax reform, and it's really an important opportunity for our leaders, our elected leaders, to take that critical first step. For everyone, it's been more than three decades since America modernized our tax code, and that was under President Ronald Reagan. And unfortunately, what we're seeing time and time again is that other countries have really caught on. They've lowered their rates. They've simplified their tax code. They've made it attractive to do business overseas. And unfortunately, the current tax code lets other countries win. In the end, it's our workers, the American manufacturing worker, the Arizona manufacturing workers, who are losing out on opportunities to really build better lives. So we need a tax code that works for manufacturers and that works for all American families. It is about jobs. It's about paychecks. It's about higher standards of living. And in fact, in the NAM's recent Outlook survey that we conduct every quarter with Industry Week magazine, our manufacturers made it very clear that when comprehensive business tax reform is enacted, there's going to be more investment in America, more jobs in America, more wealth in America, and that's really for all Americans. So about two-thirds, 65%, say that they'd increase investment in equipment and capital. A very similar number, 64%, say that they would expand their businesses. 57% say they would hire more workers, and a vast majority report that they would increase wages and benefits. So those numbers are a win-win for everybody. Tax reform is going to make manufacturers in America more competitive than we've been in generations, and that really means that the lives of manufacturing workers will be dramatically improved, as will their communities. So obviously we don't want to see other countries outcompete us, and we don't want to see American workers suffer, and so that's why we believe it's so important that this budget bill get across the finish line. And look, manufacturers are greatly confident that Arizona Senators McCain and Flake are going to do the right thing, and we are proud to stand with them as they stand up for and with manufacturing workers in America. I know that this is, and we all know that this is going to be a high-stakes vote this week, so we're urging that Arizonans speak up, let their senators know that they want tax reform because they want a stronger American economy, better paychecks, more opportunities to save for the future, and a better life for their families. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Glenn Hamer, who is the president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, take it away.
Jay, thank you. And I just want to say we agree here at the Arizona Chamber with every point that you made. It's vitally important that the Senate pass the budget resolution, which will pave the way for the most meaningful tax reform that this country has seen in over 30 years. And in fact, we just sent a letter to our United States senators, to Senator McCain and Flake, that said in part, to achieve these reforms in the tax reform package, we urge you to adopt a budget resolution with reconciliation instructions that will permit tax reform to move forward without the threat of a filibuster. You know, we welcome a robust debate over the finer contours of the final tax package, but without passage of a budget resolution, that debate will never occur, and we hope that you agree that such an outcome would be unacceptable. I'll give a little bit of color on this. One of our major policy victories at the chamber occurred about 5 or 6 years ago when we, with the help of the manufacturing community, passed a whole series of tax reductions and tax reforms in our state that, among other things, dramatically reduced our corporate income tax rate, as well as made it much more attractive for manufacturers that are producing in Arizona but selling to other states and to other countries to set up shop here. And what guided us during those that process was the competitiveness of the state of Arizona. We found that it was unacceptable for Arizona to be in the back half of states when it came to tax policy for those that are producing goods and services. And well, here we are in 2017, and we find it absolutely unacceptable that the United States is 35 out of 35 when it comes to industrialized nations and our corporate tax rate. We find it unacceptable that we have $2.5 trillion parked overseas because of our very unique system in terms of how we treat profits made over profits earned overseas. This tax reform, if enacted, would get our economy moving it would put us on a path for the 3% growth target that the administration has correctly identified as where this economy can perform. We can't get to 3% growth without this tax reform package, and for this reason, we believe it's vital for the United States Senate this week to pass a budget resolution that allows for this important measure to move forward.
All right, operator, I think we're ready to take some questions from the reporters on the line.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. For audio participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your phone, unmute your phone, and record your name when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To cancel your request, press star followed by the number two. One moment, please, for incoming questions. There are no questions in queue at this time. Again, as a reminder for audio participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. To cancel your request, press star followed by the number two.
Well, it looks like we did a pretty thorough job covering everything. Look, I just want to end by saying that this is an absolutely critical vote for manufacturers. We have seen, as Glenn indicated, we've seen just anemic economic growth. That has been bad for the people of this country. It has been bad for manufacturing workers. It's been bad for the communities in which many of our facilities are located. So we want to see this economy jump started, and we know that tax reform is the way to do it. We know that bringing that rate down to 20% or lower, and actually closer to the president's initial proposal of 15% with a competitive rate for pass-through entities as well, including territorial and incentives for investment as well as research and development, are absolutely vital. So we're looking forward to getting this across the finish line this week, and unless there's any questions, we'll just end it there.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.